Hi, welcome back to the Mustard Seed Kids. You'll be glad you came along today. Have you ever heard of a mustard seed in the Bible? Well, Jesus taught about a mustard seed and faith in Matthew 17:20 when he said, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you."
Hey, Ted, your announcer here. That's what the Mustard Seed Kids are all about. Be sure to grab your pencils or pens so you can write down all the scripture verses we share today. They will be from the New International Version. If you have another version of the Bible, the words may be a little bit different, so you'll want to look them up for yourself. Just gather your dads, moms, grandparents, neighbors, dogs, cats, everyone, and let your faith grow.
I love being a teacher. Not only do I teach the children, but I learn myself. Do you remember what a parable is? Yes, it's a comparison or an illustration. Jesus taught in many parables or comparisons. Here is something I learned while studying Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. He spoke in parables because the people were spiritually dull. You know what dull is, right? It means slow to think or understand, lacking in interest. The people Jesus was speaking to were lacking in their interest of spiritual things, or they were slow in understanding of what he was saying about spiritual things. Whatever the reason, we'll continue to explore those thoughts in each of the following episodes.
Thanks, Miss Lori. Well, everyone, have you ever thought of your heart as being like a rocky place? That's not ground covered with small stones, but shallow soil on top of solid rock? That will be our illustration today. Grab your faith journals, you know, those notes that you've been keeping about how God has increased your faith. As we learn today, you may want to draw some illustrations, that's pictures, in your journal so you can understand what Jesus is teaching. Okay, let's join the Mustard Seed Kids.
In the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to
he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh,
thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for that great song. God does make things grow, and faith is what he wants to grow in us. Let's see what the Mustard Seed Kids and everyone will learn about faith today. Hey, Ted, did you ever tell jokes like Brian does?
As a matter of fact, I did, Miss Donna. Why do you ask?
Oh, I noticed that twinkle in your eye and that little smile. So I thought maybe you were just like Brian.
Do you think God laughs sometimes too, Miss Donna?
Yes, I suppose he does, Ted. I believe God put that twinkle and smile together to keep people happy.
We'd better get back to our story and see what the Mustard Seed Kids are learning. They just arrived home from school. Let's listen in.
Mom, have you ever just felt like singing? School's over and the sky is so blue. You know, even working in the garden is so peaceful, and I just feel like singing sometimes. Grandpa always said that singing is good for the soul.
Grandpa sure did say some funny things. He made me laugh. Have you talked to him lately, Mom?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have. I forgot to tell you that Grandpa called yesterday, and he's doing lots of work at the orphanage. He says this mission trip is the best one he's ever been on.
Really? Why did he say that?
Well, he says that people in the community are responding to the Word of God in a way he never saw before. They just can't seem to hear enough about how Jesus loves them. He says that people come to the orphanage every evening to worship and then hear the pastor share from the scriptures. He said that their hearts are so hungry to hear about the Lord. One person at a time is asking the Lord to forgive them and change their hearts.
Wow! Is the pastor telling them in the parable about the sower?
I don't know, Andy. Grandpa didn't say. I just know that the pastor is sharing the scriptures and hearts are being changed.
I wish I could go on a mission trip.
Oh, JR, don't wish your life away. Besides, God has work for you to do right here in Plantville. We don't always have to go overseas to share God's word with others. Julie, could you tell that? Right, Julie?
That's right. Miss Lori and Miss Teresa both told us we can do it right where we are. Our neighborhood is a huge mission field, and God has work for you to do right here on the street.
Yes, I know.
Andy, remember what you learned in Sunday school several weeks ago about serving right where God has you? At school, in your neighborhood, in the grocery store. Remember?
Oh, I remember that. Our teacher said we serve just by holding the door open for someone and smiling at them.
That's right, JR. Do you understand too, Andy?
I think so.
It's like being in the hands and feet of Jesus.
That's a good analogy, Julie. Thanks.
Thanks, Aunt Betty. I understand. My mission field is right where God has me.
Amen.
So, Ted, what do you think? Your mission field is right where God has you, right?
I never thought of it that way, Miss Donna. I just learned something from the Mustard Seed Kids. How about that? Or did you learn it too?
Well, to be honest, I never thought of it that way. But it's true. My mission field is right where God has me. Isn't that interesting? I learned something from the Mustard Seed Kids, too.
I have a feeling that we're going to learn a lot more before this episode is over.
Ouch!
Brian, are you okay?
Yeah, I think I just scraped my arm on the chair.
I don't think you broke any bones. I'll go inside and get a damp cloth and clean you up.
Thanks, Mom. Do you think Cousin Julie could look at my arm?
Yes, that's a great idea. It's a good thing your cousin is here. I'll have her look at your arm. Julie, could you come here a minute and look at Brian's arm, please? He only wants you to touch it.
Sure, Aunt Betty. I'd be glad to. What happened, Brian?
Brian, what was so interesting in the book?
Oh, it's my new joke book, and I was concentrating on the joke I found. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please, Brian. I've heard from JR and Andy that your jokes are not funny. I want to hear one. Besides, Brian, I think a joke would take your mind off this scraped arm. Go ahead. We all need a good laugh right now.
What's going on? Brian, are you okay?
I'm fine. I was reading.
Aunt Betty, did you hear what he was reading?
Well, knowing Brian, I'd say it was probably a joke book.
Oh, Mom, you are so smart. How'd you know?
I guess I just know what you like to do, Brian. Here, let Cousin Julie wipe your arm and then put this Band-Aid on it. But first, let's pray and ask God to heal it. Come on, everyone.
Great idea.
It's okay, Brian. Right now, this is our mission field. So, JR, would you please pray?
Dear Lord, we thank you that Brian wasn't hurt badly. Touch his arm and help him to feel better. Amen.
Thank you, JR. You're a great brother. Hey, do you guys want to hear the joke I was reading?
Brian, I know your brothers don't like to hear your silly jokes, but I do. Your gift of making others laugh is special. I can't wait to hear one of your jokes.
Okay, Brian. Now tell us your joke.
Okay, here goes. Did you hear about the man who crashed the helicopter?
No, Brian. I didn't hear about it. What happened?
Well, he got cold, so he turned off the fan. You get it?
Oh, Brian, that was so funny. Brian, that was really funny.
Brian, that was a cute joke. I can't remember jokes very well, but I think I can remember that one.
Thanks, Cousin Julie. I think I should go into the hospital here in Plantville and tell the patients some jokes. I bet that would cheer them up.
You are so kind, Brian, to think about others. That's a great idea.
Really, Mom? Do you think so?
Yes, Brian. It's a great idea.
Yikes! There's a storm coming!
Hurry up, everyone. Let's get inside.
It's okay, Cousin Julie. God is with us.
Thanks for that reminder, Brian.
Hey, Ted. Have you ever been afraid during a storm?
To be honest with you, Miss Donna, yes, I have. How about you?
Me too, Ted. But my parents explained that we didn't need to be afraid, and we would often pray and ask God to help us not be afraid.
You know, Miss Donna, I think that suggestion will help someone listening today. Thanks for sharing that with everyone.
Sure, no problem. Anything I can do to help, I will.
I'll get it. Maybe it's Grandma Yvonne. Hello. Oh, hi, Miss Lori. I thought maybe it was Grandma calling. Oh, yes. Mom's right here. Do you want to talk to her? Okay, here she is. Mom, it's Miss Teresa. She wants to talk to you.
Thank you, Jayheart. Hi, Miss Teresa. How are you? Well, that's good. Yes, we're going to be home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Why don't you come for supper? With the storm, I think we're done working in the garden for the rest of the day. Oh, it's no problem. The children and I would love to have you visit us. Would 5 o'clock work for you? Great. See you then. Be careful. Bless you too. Goodbye.
Did I hear you say Miss Teresa is coming for supper? I sure hope so. I have lots of new jokes to try out on everyone.
Brian!
It's okay, boys. Brian is learning self-control. We'll just help him a little. Oh my, that is really some storm. Well, let's get ready for our guests. Boys, would you please clean the house, take things off the table, and then set it. Brian? JR, is the table set?
I'm finishing right now, Mom.
Andy, would you please pour the water into the glasses and put them on the table?
Got it, Mom. Should I get a glass for everyone?
Oh, yes, that will be fine. Brian, could you please bring me the bag of potatoes from the cupboard? Brian, could you please bring me the bag of potatoes from the cupboard? Brian, where are you? Brian, didn't you hear me asking you to bring the bag of potatoes to me?
I'm sorry, Mom. I was just reading my joke book. I want to have lots of jokes for Miss Teresa. She really likes my jokes, just like Miss Flory.
He always has his nose stuck in that joke book. When he lays it down, I think we should hide it. Good idea. I'll watch to see where he puts it.
Brian, that's good. But right now, I need you to help me so we are ready when Miss Teresa gets here. Now, could you please put your joke book away and bring me the bag of potatoes?
Okay, Mom. It's just that...
The table's set, Mom. Do you need anything else? And the water glasses are on the table.
Thanks, boys. That's all I need you to do right now. Could you watch for Miss Teresa and welcome her when she comes, please?
Sure, Mom. Andy, quick! Get the joke book before Brian sees you. He put it on the counter over there. Don't let him see you. Okay.
You know, Mom, I can't wait for Miss Teresa to get here. I have about 10 jokes to tell her. Maybe she can stop and get Miss Lori on her way.
Brian, that's a great idea. God has blessed us with lots of food. I'm sure Miss Lori would love to come, and she'll laugh with Miss Teresa, too. But please, don't tell all 10 jokes at the table. We want to be able to talk and share about things that others want to talk about, okay?
Okay, Mom. I'll save some for after supper.
Here, JR. I got it. Where should I put it? Take it upstairs and put it under your pillow. He'll never think to look for it there. Okay.
JR, where is Andy? I need you to wash some dishes, and Andy can dry them while I finish getting supper ready.
I think he went upstairs.
Could you please tell him to come down and help? It's almost 5 o'clock, and our guests will be here.
Mom, did you see my joke book? I put it right here on the counter when I went to get the potatoes.
No, Brian, I haven't seen it. Are you sure you didn't put it somewhere else?
No, Mom, I'm sure I put it on the counter. I bet the twins took it!
Brian! Oh, they're here. JR, Andy, could you please welcome everyone? Brian, I'm sure it will turn up soon. Let's finish getting things ready for supper.
Okay, but I know they took it.
Hi, Miss Lori and Miss Teresa. I'm glad to see you. Come on in.
Well, thank you, Andy. It's good to see you too. And JR. Are you having a good day?
Hi, Miss Lori. Hi, Miss Teresa. Yes, I'm having a great day. Especially since I had Brian's joke book.
Shh! Not so loud!
How are my favorite twins today? It's been a week since I saw you. Come here and give me a hug, please. Betty, thank you for the invitation to supper. I always love having a good home-cooked meal when I come here.
You're welcome, Miss Teresa. We're always glad to have you here.
Hey, Miss Lori. I haven't seen you since yesterday at school. Have you learned any good jokes since yesterday? I'm sure you will have a few for me.
Well, hi, Brian. No, I haven't learned any good jokes.
Well, I did have 10 for you, but my joke book disappeared.
Brian, it's fine. I'm sure it will show up. Miss Lori, it's good to see you. Supper's ready. Boys will show Miss Lori and Miss Teresa. Can you show them where to sit, please?
Sure.
Okay, you two. What did you do with my joke book?
JR, Andy, Brian, supper's ready. Please come before it gets cold.
Betty, where's Julie? She isn't sick, is she?
Oh no, she'll be right here. She has an assignment that she wanted to finish before supper.
Coming, Mom!
You two had better give me back my joke book right now.
I believe it is Brian's turn to ask the blessing. Brian, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Okay, everyone, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this food. May it strengthen and keep us healthy. Thank you for Miss Lori and Miss Teresa for coming to supper. Thank you that Mom is a great cook. And please have JR and Andy give me my joke book back. Amen.
Oh, Brian, that was such a special prayer. Thank you.
Yes, it was, Brian. Oh, Brian, you are truly growing in your walk with the Lord.
What are we going to do? Should we give it back?
No, Jesse, and don't say a word.
How are your faith journals coming along? Are you caught up with the soils we have talked about?
I just finished mine this morning. Do you want to see it?
Brian, you can show it to everyone after supper.
I'll show mine then, too.
Me, too.
We certainly have had some good discussions about the heart conditions, haven't we?
Well, I'm learning right along with the children. Thank you, Miss Lori, for taking the time to teach them about the different heart conditions. And Miss Teresa, you have made learning the parable with Mr. Donut Man's song a joy. The boys are always singing it.
Oh, Betty, it has been a learning experience for me, too. It's good for we adults to learn right along with the children. I never really took time to understand the parable of the sower until this past month. And I've asked God to show me what my heart condition is.
That's very interesting, Miss Lori. I've asked God the same question.
You mean you ask God a question? Will he answer it?
Yes, JR. I do ask God lots of questions. And yes, he does answer me. Maybe he won't answer right away, but I can count on him. I've learned that when I spend time with him each day, that he will answer me through the Bible, or even through someone I meet. I just need to be listening.
Miss Lori, I've learned that through the years, too. Yes, even at my age, I'm still learning about listening to God.
Well, I don't want my heart to be like the path or the rocky places.
Really, Brian? Why?
The heart, which is like the path, hears that God loves them and wants a relationship with them, but doesn't understand what it means. Satan comes and steals the words away, like the birds do a seed. Just like they eat the seed, and the seed is gone. So the heart is like the path with no seeds or the words the person heard. It's difficult for the person to believe God or that God wants a relationship.
Oh, I remember that one. And the second soil or heart condition was the rocky place. That's not ground covered with small stones, but shallow soil on top of a solid rock. So the seeds that were planted sprang up quickly, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no roots.
So the person who has a heart like a rocky place says to himself, it's too hard to obey God's word.
That's a good way of saying it, JR. You see, the person received the message about God's love for them with great joy, but they didn't have a strong understanding or didn't continue reading the Bible, praying, or spending time in their relationship with the Lord. So when troubles began to happen in their lives, or people made fun of them for following Jesus and being a Christian, they couldn't take the heat and decided it was too hard to obey God's word and went back to living their lives the way they had before.
Hi, Julie. We saved some food for you. Sit right here beside me.
Thanks, Aunt Betty. I was really concentrating on what the Lord wants me to share with the children in class tomorrow, and I kind of forgot about supper.
It's no problem. We were just talking about the sower. Go ahead, Miss Teresa.
Well, Miss Lori, I believe the third soil is something the children should know about, too. Can you tell us about it?
Well, certainly, Miss Teresa, but we need to read it from God's word first, and then it will help us understand about our hearts being thorny.
Oh, no. I don't want thorns growing in my heart.
Brian, thorns aren't growing in your heart. Betty, do you mind if we read the Bible and take a look at the verses about the thorns?
Okay, everyone, come on. I found the verse about the thorns. Hurry up! I want to hear this!
Thank you, Brian. Julie, would you like to read it for us?
Sure. Matthew chapter 13, verse 7. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And then verse 22 says, the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke on the word, making it unfruitful.
Oh my, that doesn't sound too healthy.
It's not healthy, Brian. The kind of heart is more worried about all the things that are going wrong or might happen in their life, or all the money that they can earn, and God's word becomes choked out of their life, you might say.
So the person who has a thorny heart is trying to figure things out on their own, gets worried, and will probably make a big mess of things. They don't consider God or even trust him.
That's a good way of saying it, JR. You see, this person's faith isn't strong enough to help them through the problems. They may also be concerned with what their neighbor has, and that consumes their entire day. They forget about God. It doesn't mean that if they trust God, they won't have problems. It means that God will be there to help them with their problems.
Great! Now I understand. I know exactly how I'm going to draw my faith journal. Thanks, Miss Lori.
You're welcome, Brian. Thank you for being concerned about this heart condition. Sometimes I see my heart becoming thorny, too.
I do, too, Miss Lori.
Mom, Miss Lori, Miss Teresa, could we pray?
Could we ask God to protect our hearts from becoming like the path, the rocky places, and thorny? I really don't want my heart to be like any of those.
Certainly, JR, Andy, and Brian. And you are not spiritually dull. You are beginning to recognize what God is saying, and you have a desire to please him. Remember, Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Your desire is to please him with a good heart condition. Let's pray. Father God, we desire to have a heart that pleases you. Please protect our hearts from becoming like the path,
the rocky places, and the thorny. We want to spend time with you in your word, the Bible, and praying too. Help us to get up early in the morning when it is quiet. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Children, God heard that sincere prayer, and He will honor it. I've learned that when I ask Him to get up early in the morning, He will often wake me before the alarm goes off. Then, in the quiet of the morning, I read His Word, pray, and sit quietly. It is my favorite time of the day.
Hey, I'm excited. I'm off to get my faith journal and start drawing and writing. Thanks, Miss Lori.
Great, he forgot about his joke book.
Okay, JR and Andy, I forgive you for taking my joke book. You can return it now. I promise I won't tell any jokes for the rest of the evening.
Wow, what about your heart, Miss Donna? What would God discover? Is it thorny? Not real ones like Brian first thought. Do worries, concerns, even financial problems in the family choke out your relationship with God? Are you too busy to spend time with God and trust Him with everything that concerns you?
Well, Ted, when I'm worried, I turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Don't let those thorns grow." I think the sower song would be most appropriate right now. So, Mr. Donut Man, he's done a great job teaching all of us about the different heart soils with his song. Take it away, Mr. Donut Man.
No. Then listen to the story of the sower and tell me which kind of heart you want to have. The sower.
The sower.
Went out to sow.
Went out to sow.
To plant some seeds.
To plant some seeds.
In hopes that they would grow.
Hopes that they would grow.
Some seed fell on the path. The sower went out to sow in hopes the seed he threw would grow. The sower,
the sower,
went out to sow,
went out to sow,
to plant some seeds,
to plant some seeds,
in hopes that they would grow,
hopes that they would grow.
Some seed fell on the rocks.
Ouch!
Some seed fell on the path. The sower went out to sow in hopes the seed he threw would grow. The sower,
the sower,
went out to sow,
went out to sow,
to plant some seed,
to plant some seeds,
in hopes that they would grow,
hopes that they would grow.
Some seed fell on the wheat. Some seed fell on the rocks. Some seed fell on the path. The sower went out to sow in hopes the seed he threw would grow. The sower,
the sower,
went out to sow,
went out to sow,
to plant some seeds,
to plant some seeds,
in hopes that they would grow,
hopes that they would grow.
Some seed fell on the good soil. Some seed fell on the weeds. Some seed fell on the rocks.
Ouch!
Some seed fell on the path. The sower went out to sow in hopes the seed he threw would grow. Well, the birds ate the seed on the path. And the sun burned the seed on the rocks. The seeds and the weeds were choked, you see. But the seed on the good soil grew and grew.
Like the word of God in you.
I want the word of God to grow in me.
Me too.
And do you know how you can tell when that's happening?
How?
Well, if God's word is planted in your heart, then you'll have the fruit of the Spirit to show for it.
The fruit of the Spirit?
Yeah, like love and joy and peace. You know, that kind of fruit.
Oh!
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Mustard Seed Kids and Heart Conditions, The Thorns. See you next time when the family will learn more about God, our hearts, and how His Holy Spirit helps our faith to grow.
The episodes of the Mustard Seed Kids are being produced by Kingdom Kids Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Watsontown, Pennsylvania. Gifts from First Baptist Church in Milton, Pennsylvania, and Christ Evangelical Church in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, have made this program possible. Their byline is Education Through Puppetry, and they present both religious and secular, that's non-religious, programs wherever God calls them to go. You can find them on the web at www.hiskingdomkids.org. That's kids, K-I-D-Z.org. Why don't you try to draw illustrations of the thorny soil? It will be fun to see what they look like. Remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Send your illustration to us and we will respond. Be sure to put your name and address on your picture so we can write back to you. Send them to Kingdom Kids Incorporated, 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, PA, 17777. A special thanks for today's episodes, which featured Ted Brungard, that's me, as the announcer, Donna Bridge as narrator and writer, Liz Folk as mother or Aunt Betty, and what a joy she is, Carol Watson as Miss Laurie, our wise teacher, Harrison McDuffie as Brian, the jokester, Jonah Flowers as J.R., one of the twin brothers, Max Stahl as Andy, the other twin brother, Kaylee Kessler as Cousin Julie, and she's going to be a great teacher, and Teresa Boatman as Miss Teresa, our Sunday school teacher. A special thanks to Doug Bridge, our producer, and a very special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his music. If you have comments or suggestions, please write to 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, PA, 17777. And don't forget to visit www.hiskingdomkids.org, where you'll get to see Kingdom Kids who are serving God in faith every day. Until next time, seek God and believe that He exists. Then your faith will grow and you will please God. See you next week on the Mustard Seed Kids, when we will learn about how our hearts are where God's word and faith grows. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search for Kingdom Kids.